interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
There's some Whidbey Island 911 calls waiting for us here, but first we're going to make a stop in California on a porch. We're a porch pirate. This guy, I'm going to come up with something new. I'm going to get on that porch and nobody is going to be able to. They can have the Ring doorbell camera. They can have all kinds of video surveillance running and they won't know who it is because I'm going to disguise myself as a garbage bag. And that's what this guy did. This guy came up on this porch in a black garbage bag. It was caught on video. The man's feet can be seen under the bag as he crouches low, walks slowly up the sidewalk and to the front porch.
I'm just a bag blowing up the street.
Where he snags,
don't mind me.
He snags a small package.
Like a trapdoor spider, the bag comes up and he snatches it and in goes the box.
He probably had some eye holes cut out, right? I mean, otherwise, how would he know where he's going? But he snags this package and he puts it under his bag. And he's gone. So when the homeowner got home, homeowner had a notification on his phone that his package had been delivered. So the guy gets home and he's, all right, my package is here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And he doesn't see it. And he's upset. And he's like, I wonder if somebody stole this thing. So he goes to the video. And when he goes to the video, he said he couldn't stop laughing. He said he admired the guy's creativity.
Yeah, okay.
He said he didn't call police because he figured they had more important things to do.
Yeah. Had he called police on the guy dressed as a garbage bag, I'm sure there would have been hefty, hefty, hefty fines. Sorry. How about this guy, 51 years old, fired from the museum he was working at in Germany. This is an art museum, and he is a former technician at the museum. See, he also fancies himself a bit of an artist himself. So back on the 23rd of February, he went in after hours. You know, he's a technician. He's got the keys and all that to the museum. So he went in after hours and hung up his own painting in the museum on an empty wall right next to Andy Warhol. There's Andy Warhol, and then there's our guy, the 51-year-old dude. So they said nothing else really.
I like that idea.
He didn't do anything else
That's
wrong.
Great.
He did get some exposure. They said the museum didn't notice it until the next day, and they decided to wait until the close of business to take it down to not make it awkward. So his exhibit was up for a full 8 hours. They said the painting did not get any positive feedback from visitors. No negative feedback either. He did have to drill 2 small holes in the wall to hang it. So on top of losing his job, he may get hit with charges for property damage.
All right, these are a couple of I think creative. Hey, you want to call them criminals? Certainly, in the case of the garbage bag guy, this guy here, they're clever. You give them some points, okay?
It was an empty wall.
There's some knuckleheadedness behind it all, but
he
you
put
give
up a painting.
All right, now let's head across the bridge.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Okay, let's field these emergency calls that came into the authorities on Whidbey Island beginning Saturday, February 24th, 6:55 p.m. Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller says, I think the package I ordered was delivered to the wrong address. Sunday, February 25th, 12:24 p.m., Barrington Drive. 911 caller says, my purse is missing.
Maybe the garbage bag on the front step took it.
Monday, February 26th, 5:49 a.m., Fairway Drive. 911 caller says, I saw a headlamp in the construction area. Wednesday, February 28th, 8:09 p.m., Fort Nugent Road. 911 caller says, there's an owl in the middle of traffic. Saturday, March 2nd, 7 p.m., Regatta Drive. 911 caller says, I got an RV and no place to park it.
Well, don't bring it to my house because I've got 4 people storing their trailers at my house right now.
And finally, Wednesday, February 28th, 8:04 p.m., 4th Avenue, 911 caller says, some guy is in my recliner.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.